Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
We are in overtime, baby. A full hour as we keep that same energy. Strap in, y'all. It's Janae and Golic Jr. After Dark on ESPN Radio. So it's Sugar Mama and God Zaddy, Janae Ogumake and Michael Jr. holding it down. Yes, I am considering myself Sugar Mama.
Oh, it's already happened. They took away the TV cameras and we don't know how to act one bit.
We are no longer on ESPN Plus, so we decided to just have fun. Here we go. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Yeah, that's a read right there, Junior. And we're taking you straight up to covers of North Carolina versus Virginia Tech. Hey, it's versus. It's After Dark. Janae, this is after I had 2 days worth of caramel macchiatos. Let me get back in formation. We are taking.
No, you had 1 day's worth of caramel macchiato over the course of 2 days right now. And we are in our fourth hour of radio, and we are out of shape for this right now. We're trying to get our weight up here and do right by this company. But, Janae, I think they're going to learn very quickly that when you give us too much runway like this, eventually we're going to freak out and just start doing what we want. And that's what no one wants.
Too much runway, and we're going to veer off the course. But let's try to keep it together as long as we can. Taking you straight up to coverage of North Carolina versus Virginia Tech, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio. And we've been asking you guys all day, how has your relationship with sports changed in the last year? Because today is March 11th, 2021, exactly a year ago, the NBA shut down and the rest of sports ensued. So how has your relationship with sports changed in the last year? You can hit us on Twitter, at Mike Golic Jr., at Chinee. And you can also call in on the Hotline Bling, you know, the After Dark hotline, 888-729-3776. Again, that's 888-SAY-ESPN. Now, I know, Junior, before we get to the news of the day, because we heard that Duke has withdrawn from the ACC tournament today and ended its season after a positive COVID-19 test within the program. Before we get to the meat of that, I want to say that, you know, we've had a lot of people join and talk about sports and how much we missed it, and absence makes the heart grow fonder. Now, I thought it was funny because during those last, you know, those months when the pandemic really started and we had no games, a lot of people's experiences in pandemic were, one, The Last Dance, right? And two, Tiger King, which is like, when you compare them to.
It's crazy to think about, right? Like, I always tell people the pandemic for me and the effects started not really on March 11th, but on March 16th when they sent me, my dad, and Trey Wingo home to do a radio show out of my dad's basement. And we realized, we are not going to have sports to talk about for God knows how long. And so we treated The Last Dance like it was a live sporting event. We treated Tiger King like it was a live sporting event because at that point, Janae, we were all locked in our house doing the same thing. An entire country, really an entire world, stuck in that format. And so it all became sports in a very weird way.
I think we should keep that same energy. Like Tiger King, Bridgerton, anything going on. Like let's talk about it like sports too, from time and time again. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, and I just talked about how Duke has withdrawn from the ACC tournament and ended its season after a positive COVID-19 test within the program. Duke's athletic director, Kevin White, he said in a statement that the cancellation, quote, will end our 2020-2021 season, which snapped the Blue Devils' streak of 24 consecutive NCAA tournament appearances. So this is going to be the first year that the NCAA tournament without Duke and Kentucky since 1976, which like might feel like, oh, it's not that long ago. We're in 2021. That's like 50 years on. And I know this is a lot to process because we're so used to being in March and seeing Duke. And especially now, Duke had sort of a lot of momentum moving into, you know, this ACC tournament, and we're hoping that they, just for the sake of the game, make it to the bubble. And I say the bubble because March Madness is operating in a bubble this year, and they were on the fringe. They were on the bubble of being in the bubble, but now one positive test sort of has derailed their entire season, a season that, I mean, they persevered through so much, and it's been really tough to see all of that. And right now, to get more of a pulse of what's going on, you know, in the area, we're excited and delighted to be joined right now by Joe Ovius, 99.9, The Fan in Raleigh, North Carolina, one of their best, the host on radio there. And Joe, thank you so much for joining us. And first and foremost, you know, how are you doing? What has sports meant to you as we, you know, have this anniversary of it now being 1 year removed from when everything shut down?
Well, first off, thanks for having us on. And I'm assuming Shannon's still there. He hasn't, like, run off to New York to go take some people out because of the disrespect for Patrick Ewing today. That hasn't happened yet, right?
Oh, no, that hasn't happened yet, although it has come up, believe me, Joe, and no one's happy about it.
I know. I'm sure Shannon's not really happy about that disrespect on Patrick Ewing. No, but actually, you know, it's a year ago today, I was in Greensboro for the ACC tournament, like we typically are here in the Triangle. We send all of our radio shows out there, and we do wall-to-wall coverage. And I remember we went to the ACC puts on a hospitality event. And that night, with all the news breaking, A, we didn't know if we should be out in the first place having beers. Two, we were kind of going, all right, this is it, because tomorrow I can't see a scenario where we complete the ACC tournament. And there's some symmetry here in that Duke was the reason why the ACC tournament was canceled when it was canceled. They said, we're not coming. And the ACC, rather than dealing with the no contest, said, fine, we're just going to go ahead and shut this thing down. And they gave the title to Florida State. And the symmetry now is that Duke is the first team and maybe the lone team that isn't able to participate in the ACC tournament the rest of the way because of their own COVID issues. So there's an odd symmetry to that. And the relationship with sports has changed for me, especially in the Triangle, because we talk so much college basketball with North Carolina, Duke, and NC State here. My relationship with college basketball has changed completely. I used to be of the mind that you know, fans will eventually give way to like a television studio type appearance, you know, like kind of like what we saw in the NBA with the bubble, right? Like more camera angles, more gambling, that kind of stuff. But my realization with college basketball was the fans really were a key part of why that sport works. You need Cameron Indoor packed with 9,000 people and the students hanging over you and hanging on the players. Without that, you saw two things. It looked like a glorified AAU game. And then for Duke specifically and some other schools, no home court advantage truly affected their seasons. I'm convinced that if Duke had a normal year, even with a little bit of a downturn in talent, even without Jalen Johnson, if he wanted to opt out still, this team would probably be in the NCAA tournament because they would have had a couple more wins at home in tough games. It never happened, obviously. And I don't think they were going to make the NCAA tournament regardless. They were going to have to win the ACC tournament to get in. But it ends today, and that's the news.
Joe Ovius with us here from 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh, North Carolina on the Goodyear Hotline. And with that Duke news, what's the reaction been like in the Triangle? Because this was the last held hope for this team potentially making the tournament.
It was, but you got to remember, with State fans and Carolina fans, they're kind of the outlier. They're not really local here. So a lot of people were, I had to do a little bit of a job today of like making sure that people don't dunk on Duke for what had happened. It could have been them. For all we know, it could have been Carolina that ends up being the team that misses, or NC State that ends up missing it. So around here, the conversation for Duke has been, did the recruiting one and done's finally catch up to Mike Krzyzewski the same way it caught up to John Calipari, who's had a mixed bag of results the last couple of years? You saw this with the Jalen Johnson opt-out. The pieces that didn't fit before did suddenly start to fit. You wonder if they can get some guys to come back. It'll be a more vintage Duke of a team that sticks together and can win some games. So around here, it's just kind of been a waiting for the other shoe to drop on some of these teams and just the completion of the season. Obviously, with North Carolina, they had their own issue with a maskless party after Carolina beat Duke. What was that going to mean for some games? They actually had the Miami game canceled in that regard. NC State went through two COVID pauses. It's just been every day you wake up wondering what's next, and that was the same thing going into this ACC tournament.
Joe Ovius, host of 99 The Fan in Raleigh, North Carolina, joins us here on ESPN Radio. And thank you for, you know, first of all, giving your perspective of your last 365 as someone has covered sports and, you know, was there at the ACC tournament when it all sort of shut down. And then now sort of gave us the perspective after Duke now no longer going forward with their season. But can you really give us the deets, the personal deets? Our producer, Shannon, you've known him since 2006. He worked with you for 5 years. What is something that we don't know about Shannon that we probably should know?
Ooh, geez. You put me in a tough spot.
Yeah.
Trying to sell Shannon out. I don't know about this.
Do it.
We'll put it this way. Shannon Penn used to be the producer for Bomani Jones, your colleague over at ESPN, when he was also doing local radio here in the Triangle. And what they actually introduced, and I don't know if this has happened. I mean, you guys were talking about America's Daddy earlier, right? The one thing that Shannon helped introduce to the Triangle, and specifically our show when he was our producer, was tender-friendly radio.
Ooh.
And, right. Basically, Shannon had a little had a way about him that attracted a different demographic that we might not have had before, and thus it was called Tender Friendly Radio.
Shannon was always very popular.
Always popular on the video. Shannon, I don't know, and if you can see Shannon, he's probably nodding his head or shaking his head in disapproval that I'm saying this out loud.
Wait, but are we talking about eye candy and stuff?
A little bit.
Now you're spilling the tea, Joe.
So, you know, like, I'm sitting here going, like, as I heard you guys bringing in the segment, and you're talking about the whole, you know, the whole America's Daddy thing. Like, look, I've seen Golic Jr. on the golf course showing thighs, so I get that, right? I get that.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon, we did a fashion shoot. We did a fashion shoot one time. I'll close with this on Shannon. So when Cam Newton had his brand of clothing, I think it was sold at Belk, if I'm not mistaken, which is the North Carolina department store. So it was called Made by Cam, right? Mm-hmm. So we went to the Belk store and we tried on some of his clothes. Let me tell you, Shannon was the only one who could actually pull that off. Like he wore the suit. He wore the suit better than anybody could have worn a suit. And it did very, very well on our website.
Joe, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you. We will now be tracking down this picture and making it our sole mission in life.
Has Shannon not shown you? It's on our website still. It's still
Send it to us now.
And if you don't have it, I will send you the photos. I will actually go on my computer and pull them and send them to you.
And we'll make a profit on OnlyFans, yes.
Oh, this is perfect. Joe, you have no idea the gift you've given our show. We appreciate you joining us today and spilling all of this delicious tea on our friend Shannon. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Take it easy.
Joe Ovius from 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh joining us on the Goodyear Hotline.
We really found the real Zaddy of our show. Oh, gosh. I'm like, scared now. Like, what?
You know what? We're all a little freaked out, so we're going to take a minute to digest this. I'm going to read this, and then we're going to try and formulate a plan. Now, if there were a bracket of my favorite sports tradition, filling out a bracket would actually be the champion of that bracket. And as someone who did a 28-hour bracket marathon once, I can tell you that's a real thing. I love taking on my friends and my family in the ESPN Tournament Challenge, beating all of them in there. So sign up now at the ESPN Tournament Challenge at ESPN.com/bracket. And this year, you can boost your bracket with ESPN Plus. Use the bracket predictor to analyze each matchup, get recommended picks one game at a time, and import your picks directly into ESPN's Tournament Challenge. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. Coming up next, we track down this elusive picture of our producer, Shannon Penn, showing it off, suited and booted, back in his North Carolina days. We are looking for thigh next here on ESPN Radio.
Today in Golic Jr., the podcast.
Now, in about 10 minutes, we will play a very fun game. It's called Sign, Tag, Cut. Sign, Tag, Cut. Make the parallels if you want. With three young quarterbacks, it's Today in Golic Jr., After Dark. On ESPN Radio and streaming live. Oh, not streaming live on ESPN Plus. It's ESPN Radio After Dark. It's Chineo Gumake and Mike Golic Jr. Now, in 10 minutes, we'll play that fun game, Sign, Tag, and Cut. Cliff, you wilded. And speaking of which, playing that, Silhouette Challenge music. What happened in the break? Before we get to something that just had us all shocked, involving one of the greats in the NBA, the greats, the legends. And, it's a sound that actually had me laughing. And how does this still happen in 2021? But Cliff, Billy, what just happened in the break? I heard y'all were, like, running around. What was going on?
Nobody was running around. We was working on some offensive line techniques. I told Junior that I had poor technique and I need to work on it. But I also have Jordans on my feet. So I'm not going to scuff up my Jordan just so I can tackle Billy. Like, Billy knows I can slam him. I'm just not going to do it in my Jordans.
And obviously they wouldn't do it anyway because we're practicing social distancing around here. This was technique from a distance here. You've got to work on the fundamentals while we've got the time right now. And apparently Cliff is letting those slip right now. We're in hour four of this radio show, like Janae mentioned. We're taking you up to 8:00 Eastern. And so we're trying to get better out here. And Cliff, it's not about where you start. It's about where you're going. So it just means we got room to improve.
Absolutely. And that's, you know who else has room to improve?
My God.
Everything that's going down, everybody at Madison Square Garden. So the NBA legend that I'm talking about is Patrick Ewing. So minutes after coaching Georgetown to a very great victory over rival Villanova in the Big East tournament, He said, Patrick Ewing, that he was annoyed by the security measures he has encountered this week at Madison Square Garden. And mind you, this is the hub of his Hall of Fame NBA playing career, as he's currently now head coach at Georgetown. And this was his response to not being recognized at MSG.
I do want to say one thing, though. I thought this was my building, and I feel terrible that I'm getting stopped, accosted, asking for passes. Everybody in this building should know who the hell I am. And I'm getting stopped. I can't move around this building. Like I was like, what the hell? Is this Madison Square Garden? I'm going to have to call Mr. Dolan and say, geez, is my number in the rafters or what?
So Mr. Dolan, or in this case, MSG, put out a statement on Ewing and security and said, Jim and Patrick have a long-standing relationship. They spoke this afternoon and reaffirmed that. We all know, respect, and appreciate what he means to the Garden in New York. Good luck to him and his Hoyas in the Big East semifinals. And Chiney, for a place where we already saw this happen not too long ago with another former Knicks great. Wow, I'm already changing up and giving this to New York. A former Knicks great here. It just seems amazing that this keeps happening in this particular place.
Fool me once, shame on you, right? Like, we're like, okay, maybe once, like, this was just a security guard, something that happened. Fool me twice? Like, what is going on here? This is Patrick Ewing. Like, this is, when you're talking about the Mecca of basketball and New York basketball, my goodness, Patrick Ewing not being recognized there. And that's, like, one of the big things I'm thinking about his players that, like, want to play for him based on his pedigree, knowing the history tied there. I understand sometimes, like, when it comes to jobs, some personnel may just, you know, go in there to do their job and not necessarily be fans of the players, right? But still, this just kind of seems like, why is this happening twice?
Listen, I know in a lot of ways this is very different from what happened to Charles Oakley back in 2017, but my God, the fact that this man is the head coach of one of the teams there in a place where there are not a lot of people because of everything that's going on in 2021, and for this to still somehow pop up, Chiney, I think is just another tough, and it seems like in this spot that Patrick Ewing was a lot more jokey about it than certainly Charles Oakley was, who felt some type of way justifiably for what went down when he was in Madison Square Garden years ago. This is still not the thing that should be happening. While the Knicks right now are enjoying, by their standards, a resurgent season and actual good press and publicity.
Yes, yeah, our producer Shannon, Knicks fan, is very happy with this season, even though the bar is pretty low, but it's all good. Celebrate what you have. And when I read this, that the Knicks retired Patrick Ewing's number 33 in 2003, and then, you know, obviously, we know he had 15 seasons with the Knicks. He reached the NBA Finals twice in 94 and 99 during his time in New York. The man's jersey's in the rafters, and people are still giving him problems. I'm like, I heard the sound, and I rightfully, and I love this because we talk about The Last Dance, right, and how we all watch that in pandemic. I love these old heads. Like, just say it with your chest, say exactly what you mean, and guess what? Hopefully you won't make that mistake again.
Bro, he's Patrick Chewing. Like, get dunked on by Patrick Chewing. You saw The Last Dance. He has got so many touch points now where even if you're a security guard who's on the cusp, like if you're one whose age is close to a year where you could be born in a year that starts with O something instead of 90 something or 80 something, you have run out of excuses for this to be something that can happen to you in this spot. I get trying to do right by your job. I get wanting to make sure that this area is secure for the athletes and everybody involved here. But my God, Madden awareness rating just went down. I want the adjuster on the phone for whoever is working security there.
Put some respect on his name, okay? Patrick Ewing, let's go.
Help this man out. Chiney Angola Jr. here. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline, and we've had a lot of great ones today. We have gotten Joe Ovius from 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh to give us pictures of Shannon Penn, our producer, celebrating this Knicks glory, and also working it in an outfit that he got from Belk down in the Carolinas. But coming up next, speaking of working it, we're going to go to work here. Sign, tag, or cut. We're going to make some hard decisions with some young NFL stars and maybe some other stuff. We're going to do it next here on Chiney Angola Jr. After Dark on ESPN Radio.
Chiney Angola Jr., the podcast.
Chiney Angola Jr. here, After Dark on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. It's been so much fun today, and our goal is to keep you entertained as we take you straight up to coverage of North Carolina and Virginia Tech at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. And we've talked about shows today, you know, as we sort of think about the last 365 days since, you know, sports shut down. We talked about The Last Dance. We talked about Tiger King a little bit. Another show has entered the chat. In about 10 minutes, we will tell you what that show is. But right now, we're going to unveil a new game because it is after dark. And this is going to be really fun. We started off with the idea, obviously, with football, the National Football League. And the game is called Sign, Tag, Cut. So we will give you a list of nominees, people, and you have to choose one to sign, which means long-term love, right? Tag, which is like the franchise tag. Tag, you know, you like them, but you're not sure about the future. And cut, someone you can part ways with. And we're starting through the lens of the National Football League. I know that this probably is going to veer off a cliff very soon. But Junior, first up, with our game, can we get some music for like game time music?
Yeah, guys? We need something underneath right here.
Some love music.
Because again...
No, I want some love music.
We can start off with the NFL music. Because like you said, we've seen Dak Prescott sign to a long-term deal with the Dallas Cowboys. We've seen players like Allen Robinson with the Chicago Bears put in the franchise tag. And we got the big news out of the NFL today. The Kansas City Chiefs having to release both of their starting tackles in Eric Fisher and Mitchell Schwartz. So we've seen this all over the mat. We can give it the NFL music. And then as we veer off course, because I've got some other ones lined up here, we can get into the love music.
All right, you ready to play first, Junior?
Let's do it.
Sign, tag, cut. Tua Tagovailoa, Daniel Jones, Jalen Hurts. Go.
Sign, tag, cut. I am going to go sign Tua Tagovailoa, tag Jalen Hurts, and cut Daniel Jones. And now, I understand Giants fans and me and have had a complicated relationship since this draft because they think I dislike Daniel Jones. I don't. I just thought they picked him much earlier than they were going to have to at that sixth spot overall. And since then, it's been a difficult go. And with these top-level quarterbacks, the top 10 quarterbacks, I know Dave Gettleman, their GM, wants to give him time and say 2 years isn't enough. But we see in the NFL that sometimes might be all you're going to get. So I would cut him. I think Tua Tagovailoa with a healthy offseason and potentially a non-pandemic one is prime for a big jump. And I still think ultimately in this spot, I think for me, Jalen Hurts is the other one I still want to see more of there. He was a guy in college that I knew was a very good quarterback, but I don't know if he was on the level of the guys like Tua Tagovailoa, who I trust yet.
Okay, hit me with one. What's my turn?
All right, Chiné. Sign, tag, cut. Bridgerton, Tiger King, 90 Day Fiancé.
So easy. I'm going to sign Bridgerton because I love period pieces. Like, that was my bag. My favorite book is Pride and Prejudice. And then you bring in Shonda Rhimes and you've got Reggae Jean Page, which, hello, turn the page for me, baby. So that's sign, long-term love. Tag, I'm going to put in there 90 Day Fiancé. That was my favorite show to watch in the middle of pandemic. Maybe because I'm looking for a 90 Day Fiancé in the middle of quarantine, right?
Hey.
And then cut. What was the last one? Because that was easy to throw in there.
Tiger King.
Tiger King creeped me out and I couldn't stop watching. So that's sign, tag, cut. All right. I'm going to throw a curveball. And Chiné and Golic Jr. playing sign, tag, cut. Sign means long-term love. Tag means you like them, but you're not sure about the future. And cut means you can part ways with. All right, Junior, here we go. Here's one. Sign, tag, cut. Michelle, Abigail, and Katie.
Michelle, Abigail, and Katie.
Isn't this The Bachelor?
Yes. So this is what we've seen now coming down the final stretch here. Wow, this is tough. I am going to go sign Abigail because she's perfect in every way. She's a treasure that needs to be protected. I'm going to go tag Michelle on here, and I have to give it up for the athletics background on this. Michelle is one of the finalists for the show, the last few in here, former Division I hoops player here, great measurables, easy chemistry, seems like someone that's great to get along with. And then I'm going to have to cut Katie, who is the voice of reason in the show, and I feel terrible about this. She has been a stellar presence here. I think we're going to see more of her at some point down the road in some capacity, but to me, she's just unfortunately the one that's got to go by the wayside because I will protect Abigail at all costs.
Thank you, Travis, for that one. Okay, your turn.
All right, Chiné, sign, tag, cut. Stanford,
Oh, shoot.
The LA Sparks, ESPN Radio. Oh, yeah. You thought this was a game. I play for keeps out here. I play for keeps. I'm coming for everything that you love.
I'm signing ESPN Radio. I love you, man. I'm signing ESPN Radio. I'm tagging LA Sparks, and I'm cutting Stanford because I'm done with Stanford, bro. It's been real. I made it through. I still have to go get my MBA or something, but I'm done with Stanford. I love y'all, but like full respect there. Yeah, tagging the LA Sparks, because that's sort of how we treat our, you know, deals these days. Like, you bet on yourself. You don't really take that super long-term deal. For me, I need a little bit of flexibility, right? Which I'm glad to have a couple years, you know, with the Sparks coming up. And then long-term, I'm going with you, my boo. I mean, we just started going here, so of course. Man, why are you trying to put the pressure on me?
Man, I'm not going to lie. I was expecting to get cut right there. So this, I'm feeling pretty good about myself right now. And it's not just the fact that it's 70 degrees on a March day in Connecticut.
Let me tell you this. This is after hours. If we were off the clock, my answer would probably be a little bit different. But I love you, boo. I love you, boo.
It's a fair point. Our bosses are still listening. And we love all of them at Chenea Angola Jr.
We really do.
On ESPN Radio. Taking you up to coverage of North Carolina and Virginia Tech. That starts at 8 p.m. Eastern here. Chenea, do you have any more?
You were trying to be cute, and I'm going to hit you with another one, all right? Here we go. Sign, tag, cut. Again, this is the game we're playing. Sign means long-term love. Tag means short love, meaning franchise tag, you know, not sure about the future. And cut means you can part ways with. You thought you got me? Here we go. Strap in. Kyle Rudolph, Zach Martin, and Tommy Rees. Go.
Oh, man. This is cold. See, this is cold-blooded because this is going to get back to my people right here
in a big way.
All right. I got to sign Kyle Rudolph here. He was my roommate here. He is the father of my goddaughter, Anderson, her lovely sister, Finn, their little brother, Henry. I can't go against the family there. That's basically blood at this point. I got to tag Zach Martin. Zach was fat with me. Zach is the best player I've played with or against. He's an outstanding guy. I'm trying to curry favor so that I can show up in Canton when he's getting ready for that gold jacket. And so, unfortunately, I have to cut Tommy Rees, who I will sit here and heap praise on here, one of the youngest coordinators in college football, did a stellar job taking the reins at Notre Dame this year, helped lead him to a college football playoff, sports a great mustache, was a phenomenal quarterback, always knew where he was going to be. He said if he could come back as any other position, he'd be a pulling guard. He's a friend of linemen everywhere, but it's just how it's got to be right now.
Very proud of you for doing the hard decisions there. This was really fun, and that was courtesy of our producer, Shannon. He knew exactly where to go. I have another one. Do you? Like, we can do this one really quick.
What do you got?
All right, here we go.
By the way, for anyone unaware, Kyle Rudolph was my roommate at Notre Dame. Zach Martin, current Dallas Cowboys offensive lineman. And Tommy Rees, former Notre Dame quarterback, Notre Dame offensive coordinator. Now, just in case y'all didn't get the memo, those guys were all my teammates and some of my best friends at Notre Dame.
Chenea Angola Jr. After Dark. We're finding some gold here. All right, sign, tag, cut. Kelly Rowland. I know you like dark chocolate, okay? Kate Hudson and Taylor Swift.
All right, Kelly Rowland, Kate Hudson.
You best not cut Kelly.
Taylor Swift. All right, well, obviously the one here is I'm signing Taylor Swift. This is a long-term deal because at best it works out and I get to be someone's sugar baby. I can stay home and take care of the kids and do all that. And at worst, maybe a song gets written about me. I'm going to tag Kelly Rowland because I know better around here. And unfortunately, I got to cut Kate Hudson. Listen, the heart wants what it wants, all right?
He told me you've dated older before, but am I spilling too much tea? Okay, maybe that's why he's learning from the past.
My God. Coming up next, as if this show wasn't teetering towards the brink, what if I told you those that you just heard aren't even the toughest choices that couples got to face right now? We will tell you the unbelievable choice that someone I know actually faced on national television. And we'll do that next here on Chenea Angola Jr. After Dark here on ESPN Radio.
Chenea Angola Jr., the podcast.
How do you want it? How do you feel after sign, tag, cut? I know Junior feels good because I was going to cut him, but it's all love, boo. Boo, it's Chenea Angola Jr. After Dark on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. That segment was totally our bag. And guess what? We're still here. 4 hours straight of Chenea Angola Jr. And we've reached the end of the road. Chenea Ogwumike and Mike Golick Jr. In about 10 minutes, we're taking you straight up to North Carolina, Virginia Tech, right here on ESPN Radio 8 Eastern. And for 4 hours, we've been here holding it down. We've had a lot of fun. We started with the daylight, and now it's really dark outside. But man, I wouldn't do this with any other crew. Have to thank everyone that came through today. Allison Williams, ESPN College football and basketball reporter joining us. Rachel Nichols, host of ESPN's The Jump, Diana Russini, ESPN NFL reporter, and Kelsey Riggs, ACC Network host and reporter, and Joe Obvious, who told us the best stories of our producer, Shannon, which is kind of annoying because he was supposed to tell us something like that embarrasses him, but he really just made him look cooler, of 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh, North Carolina. If you missed any of those conversations, I kind of tried to ask in the break, but I don't know if I got an answer. Hopefully all 4 hours will be on the podcast, maybe three, but for sure, I think like we got to get this segment of sign tag cut up somewhere because that was elite, Junior.
We got to make sure that Shanae and Golic Jr. After Dark is preserved for the podcast audience here because they deserve to see what happens, Shanae. It has been extra version of the show. We came into today, like a lot of people, expecting to be on for a couple hours here and then to give way to the great ACC basketball that's been on ESPN Radio. Things change. Things happen, and unfortunately, Duke no longer in the ACC tournament because of a positive COVID-19 case. A year to the day after the world shut down last March 11th, 2020, because of the outbreak of the pandemic. So strange symmetry there, gutted for the Duke players, but that landed us on radio here, taking you guys up now to the coverage that's going to start at 8 o'clock Eastern right here on ESPN Radio of Virginia Tech and North Carolina. And in that time period, Janae, as soon as they took us off TV, because this has been a radio-only hour here.
Yes, it has.
We have demonstrated the exact reason why, when we are finally able, because you are in Los Angeles doing your leg of the show, I am in Connecticut doing my leg of the show, why when they finally get us together to do this, it is going to be very concerning to see how much longer we are allowed to do this show.
No, we're going to be like, don't get fired. Don't get fired. We're still here. We're still here. Today was really fun. We went off of ESPN Plus, but I wish you guys stayed on because Junior, most impressively, is doing the show from home. And he was challenged by our producer, Shannon, to wear for every segment a different Notre Dame shirt. And he has actually done it. And the last one is actually the best one. It's the most flattering on him. It's a nice little cutoff with ND on it, Under Armour logo. But he waited for like it not to be on camera, so I get him all to myself.
had to keep it for the grown folks around here. And here at Shanae and Golic Jr., we've been asking everyone all day long, how has your relationship with sports changed in this last year? Because we mentioned a lot of this was what we had to do all summer trying to talk about sports. Everything you heard there, references to Tiger King, it was how we had to adjust to this. And so 365 days later, what's your relationship looked like? James Hess tweets in, you know when you break things off with your significant other and then after some time you begin to regret it and realize she was the best thing for your world and you finally get her back and vow to never take her for granted again? That's how they feel about sports. Janae, for you, I have to imagine it was kind of similar because you chose not to go into the WNBA bubble this last year. You had health in mind on that side, but it's still not being able to do the thing that you love.
Totally agree. And I learned this honestly earlier too, when I got my two injuries, right? Like sports is taken away from you and it gave me a greater appreciation, but nothing compares to what we all dealt with the last year with the COVID pandemic and just really all of us collectively being like, what? And we do now, what are we going to do now? But the way you read that, I thought you're like, I was totally in my bag about like, yeah, that dude that was not giving me the attention. Yeah. Say that part like that. Read it back one more time, Junior. And this is like literally me to my exes.
You know, when you break things off with your significant other and then after some time you begin to regret it and you realize she was the best thing in your world for you.
Preach.
And you finally get her back and you vow to never take her for granted again. Shanae, yeah. Is that your message to all the men that did you wrong?
Well, you don't have me back, so keep working.
And in honor of that, we're going to close out this show the only way we know how. Cliff, let's keep that same energy. We want to be a jolt of energy.
Yeah, the energy level was really high there.
And now we want to keep that same energy going.
Keeping that same energy.
Keep that same energy.
You could just sense that there was a tremendous amount of energy.
With Janae and Golic Jr.
All right, so I have just received word that we can actually play this sound because we were all cracking up during the last break. Stephen A. Smith, co-host of First Take on ESPN, host of Stephen A.'s World that you can check out on ESPN Plus along with us each and every day here on ESPN Plus. Talking about the return of the NHL, we told you guys yesterday ESPN and the NHL announced a new 7-year multi-platform deal that's going to bring the league back to ESPN, which means we get the NFL Tonight music back on ESPN, and don't think we're the only ones excited about it. Here was Stephen A. Smith realizing he gets to talk hockey now.
Ha-ha! You know what time it is, y'all? The NHL is back, and look who's talking about hockey. The NHL is back on ESPN starting the 2021-22 season, and that means one thing and one thing only. We get to hear NHL Tonight music on a consistent basis. With that being said, you know what time it is. I'll give you Stephen's A-list of the top 5 things I know
about hockey now. This is a miracle because I don't know a damn thing about hockey. I'm all upset. I don't know a damn thing about hockey. Let me be clear. And then my staff reminded me, excuse me, Stephen A., you do know a few things about hockey. So I'm giving you my top five list. Stephen's A list. Let's go to number five of the top five things I know about hockey. Number five, give it to me. Release the Kraken. Why? For those of you who don't know, Seattle gets an expansion team next year. The Kraken is a mythological sea monster, a giant squid from the 1800s. Listen, you didn't think I know that. That's right. But damn it, it's the Kraken in Seattle, which is a beautiful city, especially when the sun is shining. Now they're getting a hockey team. You rain so damn much, the least it can do is not a beyond expectation to expect that water to turn to ice when it gets a little bit cold. The Kraken is coming to Seattle, Washington.
All right, Cliff, this is incredible. I'm glad we could take some time into that. If that's not enough of a tease for you to watch Stephen A's World, that man literally gave you a compelling top five on a sport that he told you openly he knows nothing about here.
That's a finesse. Like, that's the best way to work. You know, like, I have no clue, but I'm still going to tell you exactly what my hot take is.
And before the hockey fans out there come for my head here, we are going to have great people that are going to be a huge asset to ESPN's hockey coverage here.
Yes.
Emily Kaplan, who does such a phenomenal job and is such a great ambassador for the sport here. Linda Cohn, who has always been someone beating the drum for hockey.
Oh, yes.
Ashley Brewer, who works on SportsCenter and on Sports Nation on ESPN Plus. All banner hockey fans, in addition to the great analysts that we've had in the past. So don't worry, ESPN's got you covered.
We got you covered. Janae. Okay, talk to me about the TV show, please.
All right, Janae Golick Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golick Jr. and Janae Agumake here. This is incredible. So, Janae, I'm doing Highly Questionable the other day. And
Star.
We are checking out at the end of the show, finding out if anyone is interested in a Netflix show called Marriage or Mortgage. You get a wedding planner and you get a real estate agent that are helping couples pick between the home of their dreams and the wedding of their dreams. Janae, are you interested?
This, first of all, I'm extremely interested in this show just for the drama. It's not even a question for me. It's the mortgage. Like,
right?
We can get the house and then I'm gonna still do the wedding after. It's the mortgage. If you do the wedding, you won't have the house. And guess what? The wedding is one day, a lot of memories for a lifetime, but it's one day event versus a house for a lifetime potentially that you could own. Property is the best investment you can make. I'm taking the house. Give me the house.
I'm just amazed in the preview of the show today, Janae, the amount of people in this, and it's not just women. I don't want people associating with just that. There are plenty of guys saying, I want to have the biggest and best wedding day possible. For who? For what? Compared to the home of your dreams that you could spend the rest of your guys' lives together
okay.
in?
Okay,
but Janae, this is the craziest
ahead.
Part.
Okay.
I know one of the guys on the show.
Oh, snap.
My old teammate, Alex Bullard, who was an offensive lineman at Notre Dame, then at Tennessee, then my teammate with the Brooklyn Bolts in the FXFL, was on the show making this choice.
Okay.
I don't know what he picked. I'm going to have to watch to find out.
Okay, if we were a couple, what would our answer be?
All right, we're going to say it on three. You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Mortgage. Yes!
My God, see? This is a show that understands the important
Swirl.
Things in life.
Swirl
is out here making it happen for the entire world. Making it happen for 4 hours for you today. Check
it
out wherever you get your podcast, the Janae and Golick Jr. podcast. But stick with it. Coming up next here on ESPN Radio, the ACC tournament continues with UNC and Virginia Tech.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golick Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.